it is definitely a double-edged sword in the sense that while we understand that Zimbra has to get money for government, which is facing fairly serious shortfalls in its revenue budget, the vigor with which Zimbra is going about its work is causing the closure of many companies. And as a result, although Zimbra will collect a significant amount of money now, this is definitely not sustainable. And in the long run, the country as a whole is going to be the loser.
Mr. Mehlomakulu, your take?
Well, I agree with Mr. Mfugari. It's really a double-edged sword in the sense that obviously government through Zimbra needs the revenues in order to fund their government programs. But the unfortunate impact of such an exercise is in terms of sustainability and viability of companies. What we are seeing is obviously the dwindling of the economic cake because Zimbra's ability to collect or quantum of collection is determined by the amount of economic activity that is taking place in the country. But as the economy falls, as we have seen in the last few months, it therefore means that revenue collection also goes down. And to make up for the shortfall, Zimbra is obviously using strong arm tactics to try to make up the difference. But what we therefore urge Zimbra to do is obviously to try to encourage companies to pay. Instead of enforcement, they need to go for compliance, where companies go, voluntarily come forward and pay their taxes. And those that are paying their taxes, Zimbra must forego the issue of penalties, because if you are given a 100% penalty, it means that your tax liability goes up by 100%.
Now, Mr. Mufukari, Zimbra is arguing that it actually gave a reprieve to some of these companies, but the majority did not come forward and try to settle matters with Zimbra.
Yes, that is quite true. But I think before wielding, rolling out the big guns, Zimbra should really have sat down to say, why have companies apparently not come out to take advantage of a good thing? And they would have found out that in most cases, it's really inability to comply. And with people like this, you don't go out there and then start closing them down, because when you close them down, it's a clear thing that you are the loser in the long run. What many members of MCOS would have wanted was a situation where Zimbra understands that if companies can pay what they owe Zimbra now, that is about the best that most of them can do. Then the arrears that they have with Zimbra is negotiated so that it's not paid now. It is paid as and when the situation allows. You can also understand where Zimbra is coming from. They need that money and they need it now. But unfortunately, in the long run, nobody is going to imagine this. This is a total lose-lose situation.
Mr. Mahlomakulu, can there be a win-win situation?
Yes, there can be a win-win situation, and as Mr. Mfukari has rightly pointed out, Zimbra obviously needs to lengthen the period of settlement in terms of outstanding arrears, and allow companies to pay their current obligations. And we have said this and continue to say this, that the payment of outstanding obligations should therefore be extended for at least 3 years, because that allows the economy to recover, and you hope that period enterprises are able to restructure.